Despite a big money campaign to oust Chris Daley and Mayor Gavin Newsom's endorsement for business-friendly Rob Black, District 6 voters turned out to keep Daley's progressive voice on the Board of Supervisors. Daley's ahead in the polls with 49% of the vote. Trailing him is Rob Black with 39% of the vote. At his campaign party, Daley gave a pre-victory speech to hundreds of his supporters who crowded the Café du Nord.
San Franciscans were on the streets of District 6 today to say this seat is not for sale. In the Black campaign, which, let's be honest, wasn't very Black at all. The Black campaign that brought lies, that brought fear, that brought hate, that brought about $500,000 was no match for the people power of everyday people in San Francisco.
Daley says the next issue he'll take on in San Francisco is campaign finance laws after battling special interests like the Building Owners and Managers Association, or BOMA, and San Francisco Save Our Streets. The San Francisco Ethics Commission estimates that a minimum of $30,000 of spending to oust Daley went unreported. Daley supporters estimate the amount to be much higher. Daley isn't the only candidate running for local office to gain a popular majority, despite big money and endorsements in the race. Ron Dudem and Ed Jew are vying for the District 4 supervisor seat, although Mayor Gavin Newsom and BOMA endorsed Doug Chan for supervisor. Ed Jew, a Republican, turned Democrat 6 years ago, and small flower shop owner hopes the Asian votes will increase his support in the runoff election. Jew's in second place, trailing Ron Dudem in first. Jew says meeting with the community, not big endorsers and mailers, contributed to his success.
With district elections, you need to talk with each voter and explain to them your positions and making sure that they understand, because it's not mailing or TV. It's actually knocking on doors, going to the pubs, going to the restaurants, going to a lot of community events, and actually interacting instead of just sending some mail and advertising on TV. It doesn't work. You have to actually get out and wear out a pair of shoes.
Daley's colleague, District 5 Supervisor Ross Mercurimi, said the San Francisco popular lead shows that Mayor Newsom has become out of touch with the San Francisco values.
What it shows is a very popular mayor with no coattails. It's evident just how stunted of a mayor he is. None of the candidates that he fielded and the high money that was behind him won, either in District 6 against Chris Daley or District 4. His candidates didn't win. His opposition to our propositions didn't win. His other candidates in the lower level races didn't win. I mean, we had a mini revolution tonight in San Francisco.
San Franciscans also supported Prop I, calling on the mayor to meet with the Board of Supervisors monthly. Mercurimi adds that the number of Greens in local office have increased in San Francisco, with Green Jane Kim on the school board and John Rizzo winning a seat on the community college board. Gerardo Sandoval, who sponsored Proposition G, a local ordinance requiring the city to notify residents of plans for chain stores to enter their communities, says the election was a sweeping victory for progressives and San Francisco values.
There really is something called San Francisco values, and I think we are really an oasis along with cities like New York and Santa Cruz and Berkeley. We're an oasis where freedom of speech really still exists. We're an oasis where people still value, immigrants. We're an oasis with regard to gay marriage and LGBT issues. And that was reflected in the election. The local ballot measures that passed reflect a legacy that this Progressive Board of Supervisors is leaving behind.
Measure F also passed, granting all San Francisco workers 7 to 9 days of paid sick leave. Measure H passed, granting more money to seniors, disabled, and other tenants who were evicted for no fault of their own, such as under Ellis Act evictions. And San Franciscans overwhelmingly passed Proposition J, calling for the impeachment of President George Bush and Vice President Dick Cheney. Now that Democrats have taken back the House with Pelosi as Speaker, and San Francisco has more progressives in local office, perhaps the nation is ready for San Francisco values. For KPFA News in San Francisco, I'm Christina Onnestad.